See, you're a partaker. You're able to partake of the saints in life. You're able to partake of healing, prosperity, peace, joy, sound mind, good life, good home, good husband, good wife. Hallelujah. Giving thanks unto the Father. He made you able, fit to be partakers of the saints in life, of the inheritance of the saints in life. We'll inherit this good life. Keep going. Who has delivered us? Where? From the power of darkness. And has translated us where? Into the kingdom of his dear son. Where am I? I'm in the kingdom of his dear son. Where is Jesus? He's at the right hand of God. Where he what? Ever liveth to make intercession. And that kingdom I'm in whom we have redemption. How? Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. I have redemption through his blood. I've been redeemed. The blood has cleansed me. I'm redeemed. Sin, Satan, and all that he has no claim on me. I am forgiven. I'm free. So when I miss it, this is between God and me, the blood is there. Hallelujah. And any born again Christian want to continue sin, I'm concerned about whether they are born again or not. If you want, most of us sin out of ignorance because somebody threatened us or made us upset, and we hadn't grown up enough to take charge. We act out of order instead of operating in love. Hello? But after you get over yourself acting like that, you'll repent and say, Lord, I was wrong with that. Huh? But somebody that's persistent in sin tells me they have not been born again. Because your spirit man would check you. I say your spirit would check you. I don't care if you're mad enough to shoot your wife and run your children off. You get over yourself, you're going to say, nah, that ain't right. Even though you may be full of pride, but you'll come on down and say, that ain't right. That's not right. Come on. What I want to get across to you, a believer, once he gives his heart to Jesus, that's why you get in the word. The more you get learn the word, the less you'll learn about, the less you'll participate with sin. And God said, my words are spirit and they are life. And as you partake of this living word, your spirit man grows and develops. Though our outward man perish, yet our inward man is what? Renewed how? Day by day. Hallelujah. And as you grow, you'll find out that God has everything we need to succeed in life. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give you this scripture. This is the way David said it, but we don't pray this way today. Listen to this. I just told you he had delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son, right? In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Look what this is the way David prayed. This way we find too many saints are doing, and it hinders your prayer life. Psalm 50:10-12. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Under the new covenant, I have no business praying like that. You know why? Because he said, I'll never leave you, whom the Son set free. Great is he that's in you and me. So we don't pray like that, because I already got the right spirit. You mean to tell me that he gave me his life and then took it from me again? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, once you're joined to Christ, Romans said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Didn't he say it? Romans 8, didn't he say it? Who got the ability to separate? Would life do it? Would death do it? Would angels, fallen angels, anybody? Who can separate me from the love of Christ? Nobody. So what do we want to do? Here's what I want you to understand. Everything you need has already been provided. It's done. You have to learn how to receive from God what's already done. You never go to God begging him to do something. Please, God, please. That's the wrong way to pray. Father, I thank you. Should be the proper way. I see you in your word. You said, but my God supplies all my need. I start praying different when I travel. See, I used to say, Lord, be with me as we travel and keep us safe from all this. That's wrong. You're already with me. Thank you, Lord, that I have safe traveling here and there. Because he said, I'm with you and I'll never leave you. What else I need? Did he lie to me or did he tell me the truth? If he said with me, thank you, Lord. So I was getting my vehicle, thank you. And I'm on my way. And I get there and back safe. Because he's with me. Amen? And some people think you have to spend all night praying so you can have the Lord with you the next day. No, you wasted some time. Asking God to do something he's already done. And am I helping anybody? Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And the thing that I know he with me, because look what he says in Malachi 3:6, I'm the Lord, I change not. I'm the Lord, what? I change not. For I'm the Lord, I change not. Then he says in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, Jesus Christ, what? The same when? Today? And how long? So, He doesn't change. Jesus Christ is always the same. And you think he'll die for me and then turn around and put back on me what he died to get off me? Or get off you? To redeem you from? To set you free from? Don't ever beg your Lord. You thank him. Learn how to receive what he's already done. It'll help your prayer life. It'll help your faith walk. Thank you, Lord. When some kind of disease, listen to this real good now. I want you to listen so you don't misunderstand. When some kind of disease attack your body or whatever it is, you believe God for your healing? Don't. And once you believe you receive that healing, once you believe you receive, you thank God for it. And you go to the doctor and get it, and he give you a different report. You stay with the report you got from the word. I'm going to say that again. Thank you, doctor. thank you, but I'm going to stay with the higher report.